Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to the thought-provoking talk on the Michael Dresser Show. Our guest, Dr. Lloyd Wantz. He's the author of The Flow of Time and Money. He's a California entrepreneur and the founder of a technology company, and he's been very successfully invested in real estate, stocks, intellectual property licensing. He's earned a B.S. degree in engineering physics from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, an M.A. in engineering science at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, and he followed that with a Ph.D. in electrical engineering at the California Institute of Technology, studying Lloyd, help me with that word.
Computational neuroscience, I guess.
I knew that. Neuroscience with Silicon Valley pioneer Carver Mead. Hey, Lloyd, welcome to the show and for the help.
Thank you very much, Michael. I'm delighted to be on your show.
And thank you so much for being here. Let me ask you this question. You talk about the flow of time and money. There has to be homeostasis. There's got to be a balance between the two, doesn't there?
Yes, there does, and there's actually an interaction between the two. So the reason that I wrote the book was because I could see that people were having trouble fulfilling their dreams, you know, accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish in their lives, and they were having trouble getting the money that they wanted in their lives. There was dissatisfaction that people were feeling, a feeling that there had to be more to life than this, the treadmill lifestyle that they were on. And I realized that I had something to offer to help in showing people how to manage their time so as to regenerate their energy and get help from other people by investing in their life assets, their health, their relationships, their education, and investing in financial assets so that they could actually acquire passive income and capital gains and eventually wean themselves off employment income.
Okay, let me hold you up and let me ask you this. I want to slow this down. That when we are dealing with money in and of itself, Lloyd, do you think most people understand money? Money has its own dynamic. It has its own energy. And there are people who do not understand money in and of itself. And because that, they don't handle it properly.
I completely agree, of course. I felt that it was really important to put together a book that addressed that issue first. So the first part of the book is on how to handle money in a way that I think is simple and easy to understand, but it gives the big picture on the money part, but then address the issues that even if you understand the money part of life, there's still another part of life, the fulfillment aspect of life, that needs to be understood in putting together, you know, designing a life that leads to both wealth and happiness. So,
no.
I felt we should look at both. And in fact, I start by looking at money first. It's so essential. And then go beyond that to looking at happiness and fulfillment as well.
Lloyd, I probably said this 1,000 times on the air if I've said it once or twice. Why can't we take books like yours, The Flow of Time and Money, and start it in junior high school and start to teach kids these very basic concepts? The problems start when you get out into the world and no one has prepared you to deal with what the world has to offer you.
I completely agree, Michael. And in fact, I began giving my seminar, and as I saw people coming to the seminar who had already accumulated a lot of debt, I realized, you know, I needed to wind this back further and try and help people at the high school level before they got out and put themselves on the downward spiral of debt. So I completely agree that that's a great chance to catch people before they get into trouble and to help show them the way onto the upward spiral, where the positive feedback occurs of greater and greater fulfillment and investing in assets that give you greater and greater freedom.
Lloyd, let me hold you up right there. We have to get a break, but we'll be right back. So please stay with us. Our guest, Dr. Lloyd Wantz. The book is The Flow of Time and Money. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle and Business Talk Radio Networks. We will be right back. Listen to what's being said here. Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on the Michael Dresser Show, where there is a place for everyone. A little common sense clarity here. The book is The Flow of Time and Money. Our guest author, Dr. Lloyd Wantz. Lloyd, let me ask you this. When you decided to put this to pen, what was it that originally stimulated you that said, I've got to get this information out?
Well, I was working at a company with a number of good friends, and I saw that they were having trouble with both their finances. Many of them were in debt. But I also saw that they were working at a job that was not leading to much fulfillment for them. In both cases, both with their time and with their money, they were not achieving the dreams that they had once had. And I remember thinking, you know, I feel like I am. My job is leading me in the right direction. I'm accumulating assets that I can see that I'm going to be able to leave my job fairly soon. And I'm also happy with the progress that I'm making in relationships, health, organization, and so on. And I thought, you know, I think there's something I can do that would actually be of help to my friends. So I ended up putting together a seminar, and after the seminar, people would come up and say, do you have that in book form that I can take it away and that I can share it with others? So the impulse was to help friends through a seminar and then through a book.
You know, I think one of the biggest problems people have today is that they have a problem that they don't know that they have. They may not have the problem right now, but if they end up with those dead-end jobs where they think they're happy and they've got, you know, financially everything is good, 10, 15 years from now, can they say the same exact thing? So it's called prepare in front, and, you know, anticipate some of the pitfalls. That's what the book will do. Anticipate the pitfalls and get beyond it before it even starts to happen to you. So fix the problem before the problem even rears its head, because I would venture to guess, Lloyd, that the majority of people in this country, capitalist that we are, in this country, that we have a problem. It's an inherent problem, but it doesn't raise its head until it's too late.
I completely agree with that, Michael. People basically put the habits in place at an early age, not knowing the path that they're putting themselves on, and the path of the upward spiral of regeneration of wealth and having other people help you because you have invested in yourself, that's something that takes place over a lifetime. If you put your habits together early, then your wealth will grow and your reputation will grow in a way that can benefit you throughout your life.
Lloyd, culturally, we've got something stopping that right now. There's a ground swelling of the mindset that being wealthy is a bad thing, because if you've got a lot of money, everything that happens is your fault. See, those are some of the things that the youngsters have to get beyond too.
Yes, Michael, I completely agree. You know, there's an emotional component to this. People have different values and beliefs about money. And in some cases, people will actually adopt the feeling that wealth is bad, or that it's not okay to be successful. I must admit I take the opposite point of view, Mike.
By the way, both of us take the opposite point of view.
Yeah.
We are in a country that started out that way. Be everything that you can possibly be. Here's the opportunity. Go for it.
I completely agree. I think there's no reason not to. And in fact, actually, the more successful you are, the more you can make a contribution to the world. You can help other people if you have acquired some success.
Sure.
And I think that's the end game. Develop your personal success habits so that you can make a greater contribution to the world. And there's a couple of chapters in the book precisely on that. That's the reason for doing it.
Okay, now you've got a couple of things to take a look at to keep your expenses low, avoid consumer debt, regularly transfer 10% of your income into a new investing account, etc. Now, what about somebody who's, you know, they're buried in it, Lloyd? You know, the people that we're talking about, they're buried in it. It's very hard to start that way. How do you start someone out? Because most people won't come to you when it's good. They're going to come to you once they've, like Alcoholics Anonymous, they got to get down to the bottom before they can start working their way back up to the top. How do you get that message to those people that are right into the muck and mire and say, I'm drowning here?
Exactly. Well, there's in fact a chapter on that as well. You know, the primary focus of the book is how to acquire the good habits that get you off the ground smoothly. However, we also address the question of what happens if you've gone into the borrow and spend trap. If you've taken on debt, you're buying things that you can't really afford. What happens if you've accumulated that debt? There's a prescription for how to get out of that path as well, too. So in short, the prescription is continue to pay yourself first 10% to begin to grow your assets, but also pay down your debt with 20% of your income. Now, in that case, the fact is if you've dug yourself a hole, you're going to have to take some effort to pull out of it. And so people will probably feel a lifestyle hit in paying that debt down. On the other hand, that's part of the price to pay. You're paying back the money that you've borrowed. So I don't see any way out of that, and that's the path to get you back up to level ground from which you can then get up into the air.
And there should also be something out there that says Basics 101. When you apply for something, this is what you're getting. And I think a lot of people fall into the credit card trap. I remember one of the cards I had was, you know, I was maxed out, and I would make the payment. And when I make the payment, I look at it next month, and the next thing I know that I made the payment, but now I owe more than the card itself, and with the interest and the penalties and so on and so forth. See, they don't consider that there is the interest that has to be made with the payment. And people get up to a certain level, and every time they make a payment, the amount that they owe increases. So there's something there. There's got to be some type of, I don't even like the word education anymore, some kind of alert to say, if you're going to apply for something, this is what happens when you get to a certain level.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, the positive feedback works in both directions. The rich get richer. The people that are in debt get more into debt because of the interest. Interest goes both ways, both down and up. And so that's why it's very important to understand that early and to get yourself on the upgoing escalator, not the downgoing one.
Okay, now when we take a look at this, we've got about a minute and a half before our last break here, but when we take a look at this, you know, what's the first step for somebody who truly wants to get out of the mess?
Well, if you're trying to get out of the mess, the first thing is, you know, like I'll say, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. So if you're going down because you've accumulated debt, the first step is don't accumulate any more debt. So my book is very clear on that. It says cut up your credit cards. If you've got a habit of accumulating debt that you can't handle, you've got to get out of that habit. So start by getting rid of the credit cards. Now you can no longer accumulate more debt. Now you've got to pay back the debt that you've accumulated, and so you put yourself on a steady diet of paying that back. I think that there are debt consolidation services that can really help there. In some cases, you can negotiate a lower rate. So if you are in that sort of emergency situation, by all means, reduce your rate if you can.
Lloyd, let me hold you up. We're going to go to our last break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Lloyd Watts, he's the author of The Flow of Time and Money. I'm Michael. We will be right back. Stay with us. Listening to thought-provoking talk on the Michael Dresser Show, The Flow of Time and Money. Our guest author, Dr. Lloyd Watts. Lloyd, where can we buy the book at?
Flowoftimeandmoney.com. And also you can buy it at Amazon.com and Lulu.com.
Okay, one more time, please, with your website. I don't think the sound got brought up fast enough.
Of course. It's flowoftimeandmoney.com.
Wonderful. You know, I was sitting here watching during the break. I have the TV on so I can watch the crawlers, you know, on the news in case something happens. And I just realized the answer to everybody's money problems, we need to take swimming lessons.
We need to take swimming lessons?
Yeah, Phelps. Swimming lessons. This Olympian. This kid's worth $100 million right now.
Yes. Well, you know something? So in the Flow of Time and Money book, we'd say he invested very heavily in a life asset. And he converted that into a financial asset, which is his popularity. You know, now that's turning in, you know, his life asset is now turning into a financial asset. So
Okay. It's about engineering, isn't it? I mean, I'm going to go right to your background. It is about engineering. It is about strategy, and it's about process.
Yes, exactly right. It's really what allowed me to look at it this way. You know, accountants look at things with, you know, income and expenses and assets and liabilities. And that's, of course, it's a valid way of looking at it, but I wanted to see, well, income is something that flows in, expenses flow out, and assets are things that accumulate. And if you start looking at it that way, you can start to see the regenerative cycles of assets that add more money in because you've invested in them, and they produce cash flow and positive capital gains. So, in fact, everything in life is like that. If you invest in yourself, other people want to help you. That's another kind of regeneration that puts you in an upward-going cycle. That's where the good things in life are to be found.
Well, because, Lloyd, if we look at the stock market today, when we talk about investments, whatever way somebody's going to invest, it always comes back. I don't care how bad it is, it always comes back. And there's probably, I think, somewhere around an 8 to 10, 12-year turn somewhere in that vicinity.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can let it sit, it comes back.
Oh, yes. You know, there's natural cycles. People are always dismayed when they see the down-going part of the cycle. Actually, right now, we're in a big down-going cycle with the real estate market. I wanted to point that out. You know, this is the biggest buying opportunity ever. I just bought a place. It's unfortunate for people that are holding properties or that are overextended. They don't like to see the value of their properties go down. But if you're a first-time buyer, you've got an opportunity in front of you that you haven't seen in 10 years.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's just going to get worse, too. I don't see anything that they're going to do to fix this. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac's in trouble. They should be put together, but that's an entirely other show. But the point of contention here is that we've got ourselves in an absolute mess. One of the biggest problems, and this is something that people should be reading the book before this happened, because one of the biggest problems, it is the ability for people to qualify to get those deals on houses. Can't get the credit for a house today for the average person.
Yes, exactly. Well, for those of us that have been keeping the dry powder, it's a buying opportunity for first time buyers. It's a great opportunity. For others, it may be a learning opportunity. The dangers of overextending, the dangers of taking on too much debt.
I got it. Lloyd, we just ran out of time. Hey, I want to thank you so much for joining us again. The book is The Flow of Time and Money. Hey, Lloyd, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Michael.
My pleasure. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show. We'll be back going into the third hour. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.